Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All due respect, stupid people doing stupid things. B-Mac, we're going to give the dino... No, we'll give them away now. I don't want to get too cute because I was going to give them away and have them have heard all due respect, but I think I'll get a little too cute with that and I'll forget to give them away. So let's do it now. Caller number 10 to the contest line is going to the Dynamo game, Dynamo in Seattle on Tuesday, a week from today. And the game sold out. So this is one of the only ways you can get to the game is to win tickets here. We'll give away another set at 4:30. Caller number 10 to the contest line, 832-430-2WIN. Good luck. Ted, would you like to go first?
I sure would.
Fire away.
The story comes out of Melbourne Beach, Florida. Get those old banjos going. Somewhere,
up,
someone is missing a large block of yayo, cocaine.
Of what?
Yeah. It is estimated that 50 pounds, nearly 23 kilos of cocaine washed up from the shores of this beach, Melbourne Beach in Florida. The cocaine was found on the beach in an unidentified beachcomber not far from where a 45-foot sailboat from the Florida Keys, ran aground following Hurricane Irma's rampage through the state. Yeah. It was unclear where the sea or where the package might have come from. Authorities say such drugs typically either fall off a boat or are tossed overboard. Someone from the sheriff department said this about the cocaine washing up. You would think that South Florida would get the cocaine washing up.
Yeah.
Not the middle or Central Florida. It's a surprise, the sheriff said. If you add up what the street value of 23 kilos of cocaine would cost, Laura and I figured this out. We had her punch the numbers. We figured it all out, and it took us a while to get. But we got to this. The value of that cocaine that washed up was about just over $3 million.
Wow,
$3 million.
Wow.
With all due respect, someone is going to lose their life for this. I mean, you know, you just don't drop $3 million worth of cocaine and then not have your hand chopped off, right?
Or at least.
You know, at least, if not worse. And then with all due respect, there's the central part and the middle part, or the central part and then the upper part of Florida is more elite than the South. I mean, this guy, the sheriff, actually had the audacity to say he's surprised it washed up in the middle of Florida and not on the south.
Must have been on the dirty side of Irma.
The dirty, yeah. So I just think I didn't realize that Florida. I feel like the entire state is worthy of like cocaine washing up on its shores.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So and I think someone's gonna lose their life. You just don't drop $3.5 million worth of cocaine and not have consequences.
That's a lot of cargo, man.
Yeah. I used to be in that world. I kind of know a little bit. Rich, what do you got?
My story is about a much more small-time crook. A 24-year-old in Kansas City by the name of Sean A. Sykes Jr. He has been convicted on felonies before, and he is now charged with possession with intent to sell cocaine and being a felon in possession of three firearms, two of which were reported stolen. And all of this comes about as a result of a couple of traffic stops. The second of the two was on November 5th when police in KC pulled over a car driven by Sykes and found marijuana and crack cocaine inside the car. They also found a .38 caliber revolver that had been reported stolen. But he was out on bail during that November 5th incident because he'd been charged on September 1st. He was in a car that police searched and found a backpack that contained various drugs and two handguns. One of the guns, a .357 Magnum, had been reported stolen out of a car a few days earlier. Why am I relating the story of this loser? Because while being questioned, Sykes denied knowing anything about the guns and drugs. And in his report about the interview with Sykes, the detective wrote that, quote, "When I asked Mr. Sykes for his address, he leaned to one side of his chair and released a loud fart before answering with the address. Mr. Sykes continued to be flatulent."
That's what he thinks of your question.
And flatulent.
I ended the interview.
Is flatulent a synonym for gassy?
I think it's flatulence, yeah. I thought.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It just means he's farting, which is a word, by the way, you didn't used to be able to say on the air. You know, somewhere between 20 and 99 years ago.
Right.
I bet you love saying the word fart, don't you, Rich?
With all due respect, fart. If you rip a loud one when you're being questioned by a police officer,
guilty.
That should be an additional citation.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I think so.
You know, possession with intent to disgust.
I get it.
Disorderly conduct.
Yeah. You might as well just spit in the detective's face. Right?
Ted, you missed it. Rich, go ahead and use your little joke there again.
Possession with intent to disgust or disorderly conduct.
I did miss it. Thank you for going back.
Yeah, I just wanted to rewind. I hit the 7-second back button.
Rich, you're the best.
With all due respect.
That's awesome.
My story is actually a sports story, believe it or not. I know we usually do those on Monday. Now it
takes place in Miami, Ohio. Well, Miami, Florida, involves the Golden Domers getting their butts kicked.
No, that would have been an appropriate story. That would have been an appropriate story. No, it actually takes place in the world of boxing / MMA. It remains to be seen, and I know BMAC is our resident boxing / MMA expert here. So BMAC, chime in if you feel like it.
BMAC judges boxing matches.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, for USA Boxing.
Are you crooked?
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, of course.
Can you be bought out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm bought out every match.
Typical boxing judge.
Yeah, right.
He's for sale.
Get it while the getting's good.
An option to not be crooked in boxing?
Right, your palms are greasable. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe a little bit.
All right. It remains to be seen whether he is serious or not, but Oscar De La Hoya said Monday that he has been, quote, secretly training, and he called out UFC star Conor McGregor for his comeback fight after nearly a decade in retirement. De La Hoya said, "You know, I'm competitive. I still have it in me. I wish I could do a good Oscar De La Hoya voice here. I've been secretly training. I'm faster than ever and stronger than ever, and I know I can take out Conor McGregor in 2 rounds.
Please.
In 2 rounds, he says he can take him out.
He thought he could take my ex-wife away from me. That didn't work out so well.
He hit on your ex-wife?
Yeah. At the Playboy Mansion.
Let me read the rest of his quotes, and I'll bring up something else. He says, "I'll come back for that fight. 2 rounds, just one more fight. I'm calling him out. 2 rounds, that's all I need. That's all I'm going to say. You heard it on Golden Boy Radio. 2 rounds, that's all I need." He made the comments on Golden Boy Radio with Tattoo and the Crew, a 3-hour daily digital show that debuted Monday with De La Hoya as a featured guest. The show debuted on Monday, and they're already getting a big story on ESPN.com. I got to give kudos to the show. This, you know, outside of all due respect, good job by them. Their very first show that they're doing digitally, and they got a news item on ESPN.com. Now back to
Oscar. Well, that is a property owned by Oscar. Okay. He is Golden Boy.
Yeah. No, I understand.
And they stiffed the triple threat.
That's Rich.
Oh, you just took his line.
What? That was what I was leading up to.
What the hell am I supposed to know?
You're
that?
Not, I guess. You're not. But
seriously?
No, you're not, but that's kind of my story. I'm kind of sitting
it's
here doing
it's his gimmick.
It. Yeah, uh-huh. It's kind of my story.
Rich. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm accepting no blame whatsoever.
I don't know. It's very plausible that you knew exactly what you were doing.
Please.
And then you're going to say,
well, maybe just let me finish the story first.
I don't get their emails. I was going to say, I don't get their emails anymore. I block them.
All right. Well.
And he stiffed the triple threat.
Can we get through this show still being friends?
Yeah.
It's going to be tough. That was a tough one right there.
Yeah.
That was a good story, though, Sean.
Yeah,
great
thanks.
Story. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
I didn't like the finish that much.
I know. We botched the finish.
All due respect.
If you don't want the spoiler, you might want to give me a little heads up
before. That's true. I never know. You're a loose cannon over there.
And he said he's faster than he's ever been.
Yeah, here.
I'm only mentioning that because, and BMAC, you can back me
you
up
do
on
the
this,
story.
I think. In his prime, he might have been the fastest guy I ever saw with boxing gloves on.
Yeah, he was fast.
He was very fast, but his last fight was 2008, and he got whooped by Manny Pacquiao. That was a long time ago.
Yeah. And then he blew off the triple threat.
Yeah, and then he hit on my wife, too.
Yeah.
Loser.
Yeah. He He's really fast when it comes to stiffing us and hitting on Ted's ex-wife. Oh, still. Yep. Yeah.
All right, that's what you get for bringing up a Golden Boy promotion story.
Yeah.
He's going to screw us every time.
Rich, I don't want him to come between us.
Yeah,
I
you guys want you are and I fine. To still be friends. Rich, that was an honest mistake, man.
All right.
Well, Sean's got a problem. I'm good.
Yeah. Okay. I don't understand his point.
Yeah, I'm really mad. All right. All due respect, stupid people doing stupid things. We do it every day at 3:30.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.